Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting exploration of deep research tools and techniques, particularly focusing on Tavel's new MCP server. Buckle up, this is a deep dive.
Oh, I love a good deep dive. So this Tavel server, it's a game changer for large language model research? Tell me everything.
Absolutely. The creator of this video was already a fan of Tavel for search and scraping, finding it superior to SERPer and even the community-built Tavel MCP server. He'd been relying on Brave Search, which is fantastic for broad searches, especially when paired with tools like Fetch and Puppeteer. However, Tavel excels at detailed, in-depth research, which is what sparked this whole exploration.
So it's like choosing the right tool for the job. Broad strokes versus fine details.
Exactly. And this ties into the recent explosion of AI research tools. He mentions OpenAI's Sora, Tasks, Operator, and especially Deep Research. While he found some tools less impactful than expected, deep research is a standout.
I've heard whispers about deep research. What makes it so special?
The detail. He compares it to the leap from GPT-2 to GPT-4, generating incredibly detailed research papers in minutes. He even used it to research creatine benefits and risks, particularly for someone immunosuppressed, and was impressed with the accuracy after fact-checking.
Wow, that's powerful. But a dense research paper can be a slog to get through. Did he mention any strategies for that?
He uses NotebookLM to convert the deep research output into a podcast format. Imagine transforming PhD-level research into an easily digestible audio summary. Genius.
That is brilliant. But OpenAI's deep research can get pricey, right? Are there any open-source alternatives?
He hasn't found one that matches the quality yet, which brings us back to Tavel. Inspired by their LinkedIn post on DIY deep research, he experimented with replicating the process using Claude Desktop and MCP servers.
So building a DIY deep research tool within Claude? Tell me more.
He combined Brave Search, Tavel, and sequential thinking in Claude, creating custom instructions focused on deep research. He incorporated clarifying questions and a research plan verification step to improve accuracy. He showed a demo researching creatine for a 35-year-old male, and the results, while shorter than OpenAI's, were pretty detailed.
I'm sensing a but coming. What were the limitations?
Well, replicating OpenAI's depth is difficult within Claude Desktop due to fundamental differences. He acknowledges it's not a perfect replacement, but it's a fascinating exploration nonetheless. Plus, he emphasizes the cost-effectiveness of using Brave Search for initial research and then refining with Tavel. He encourages viewers to suggest research topics and share ideas for improving his Claude setup.
This has been incredibly insightful. It's inspiring to see how these tools can be combined for powerful research workflows.
Absolutely. It highlights the rapid evolution of AI research tools and the creative ways people are leveraging them. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out the video description for links and resources. Goodbye.
Goodbye.